Hey, everybody, it's Laura Wacker Live for August 22nd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that takes a look at the local news and says, you know what? There's probably some jokes in here. Oh, boy. What a beautiful day in Chicago. I'm excited to be downtown. You know, it's nice to be downtown without roaring jets sort of raging overhead. But it's a beautiful day in Chicago. Going to the Sox game tonight. Going to have some fun with that. Hey, programming note. We're going to take a week off. Next week, we're going to take a week off. So we'll do tomorrow, but then starting on Monday, we're off. Pete's going to New York, and I'm going to Seattle, Portland, which will be fun. Right now, I'm up to my eyeballs in travel videos on YouTube. These guys are like, hey, everybody. So if you go to Portland, you got to go to Voodoo Donuts. And that was more professional, what I just did right there, than most of the stuff that's on there. It's amazing. I was watching this one where it's 22 things to do in Seattle. And it's pretty good. But every one of these guys has the same voice. Hey, guys. This is what you do. Number three, I like Discovery Park. Discovery Park is a really great place to go to see the water and to be close to some of the shops and the food that Seattle has to offer. Number three, Archie McGee's. You know, this is a great store. It's a store that you want to go to that gives you everything that you need to know about Seattle. I never leave disappointed. Number four. It's just, anyway. But I was fascinated by it because it was like, this guy does. He did Seattle. He did Portland. He did all the West Coast, Utah, some stuff like that. So I was hoping he did Chicago, but he doesn't do Chicago. But everybody else does. There's a ton of Chicago. And it's so fun to watch. And it's the same thing. Hey, guys. I'm in the Midwest today in beautiful downtown Chicago. Number one, the architecture tour. This is a place, if you want to know about your history, this is a great place on the water to learn about the great Chicago architecture that it offers. Number two, Shedd Aquarium. This guy did 10, and it did not include Wrigley Field, which I was like, wait, how do you have 10 things to do in Chicago that does not include Wrigley Field? I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird. It was Millennium Park was like two. Maybe you had Adler, which was weird. It was Adler Planetariums on there. There was the architecture tour, some other Willis Tower. You got to go to Willis Tower, which many in Chicago call the Sears Tower. And I don't know how it goes. Like and subscribe. That's why when we do this podcast and I say, hey, go ahead and rate and subscribe, I automatically go to this guy. Hey, don't forget to rate and subscribe. We'll be back with a new city next time. And then they take these awkward photos or awkward videos of like a taco in their hand. And I'm like, are they getting that stuff for free? Is the world so shameless at this point that if you go into a restaurant in Seattle and you're like, hey, my name's Trevor and I do a travel podcast. I do a travel YouTube. And they're like, yeah, you can have these tacos for free. Or is this guy just standing there after he bought his tacos going, oh, do you guys mind? 3, 2, 1. This taco is really good. Like, I don't know. I'd love to know more about how that kind of works. Pete, there are millions of travel videos for Seattle, for Portland, all this kind of stuff. Varying production value. That's the issue. I do give the guy who does the 22 on the coast, I'll give him credit. There's a little bit of production value to it. But most of them are just stupid, oversized graphic and then terrible audio that they didn't think about the wind on the river. Going, it's him. All right, so we're going next week. It'll be fun. All right, here we go. Here are the headlines. All right, this first story is complete clickbait. The story is that two women were robbed on the Mag Mile, the Magnificent Mile, right on Michigan Avenue, right there in the hub of all things tourism. Number three, you got to go to the Mag Mile. Chicago is shameless. They have nothing. Look at these guys. Oh, my God. It's the Wild Wild West. Hold up, though. While robbing and thieving is terrible at whatever time of night, this happened at 2:20 a.m. on a Wednesday night. When's the last time you've been on Michigan Avenue at 2:20 a.m. on a Wednesday? I've been there since I used to work nights at the Trib Tower for years. It's tumbleweeds. It's dark. It's desolate. Seriously, I always held my breath when I had to go outside on Michigan Avenue just to get a cab. And that was at midnight. again, no one should get jumped in Chicago, but still, let's calm down on the headlines that make this that make it seem like this is the worst place to live. Pete and I know you know this. It's a, you take the red line home. Anything after 2 o'clock on Michigan Avenue, it's eerie, man. You the all of that stuff that you're used to, the Top Shop or the Top Hat or whatever that is, and like the Cartier store and the what do you call it, the Burberry store. That stuff's closed. Right? There are no security guards out there. That's just it once in a while a power wash guy comes through and power washes all of it, and the rest of it is just the guys kind of staring at you. Right? It's not a good spot. It's not. There's nothing happened. Nothing ever good happens on Michigan Avenue after dark. A new study says that Chicagoans lose 73 hours a year to congestion. What are we talking, phlegm? Really? That's a lot of hours to be hocking up loogies. Oh, no, sorry, traffic. Never mind. Yeah, traffic sucks. I feel like they trot this out every 6 months. This is one of these stories that every... This is like the story where they want to kick Chicago out of Illinois. That political story that comes back every 6 months. I think that Chicago should leave. If you don't like that we like guns and we want abortion restricted, then just leave. Yeah, well, we got all the money. Well, we'll figure that out later. It's like, but the same with this story. I feel like the studies about Chicago congestion, this is eating up hours of your day. No duh, as we used to say in the 80s when our parents were around. No duh. Right? I don't know. According to news reports, President Trump put on a fake Asian accent at a recent fundraiser, channeling his inner John Panette, I see. Forget about the straight-up racist gesture, but come on. Really? It's just super lame comedy bit. Who's doing... did he pull at his eyes, too? Did he do that bit, too? Come on. I can't stand idly by and let the president of the United States be so hackneyed. I don't care about the racism. I just care about just terrible bits. They're terrible. Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh is set to announce a run against the president in the Republican primary. Can't wait for that debate. So which one of you guys owe the most money to contractors and or family? Sean Spicer is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Everyone is up in arms over the choice, but I'm going to reserve my comments until I hear from host Tom Bergeron. When Bergeron speaks, people listen. Oh, he did speak? And he was mad about it? Did he use a funny sound effect and say, that's going to hurt tomorrow, like he did when he hosted America's Funniest Videos? We care about what the former host of America's Funniest Videos has to say. Right now, Alfonso Ribeiro's like, I can't wait. I cannot wait. That's ridiculous. I love that they're like, well, Tom Bergeron has spoke. What do I care what Tom Bergeron thinks? And also, who watches Dancing with the Stars? Can there be something that is more generationally divisive than Dancing with the Stars? Anyone who's listening to this podcast probably never watched that show. I've watched clips. Maybe I saw Ross when the catcher from the Cubs was on it, or someone who won because they throw it as kicker stories on other news stories, or maybe it's in some Facebook feed. When's the last time you sat down and watched Dancing with the Stars? I don't know. There are things that, you know, there are lines in the sands politically. My line in the sand is Dancing with the Stars. If you watch that show religiously, I don't think we can be friends. Sorry. Tom Bergeron, sorry, buddy. What's Bergeron think of the tariffs? Does he have anything to say about the tariffs? All right. I'm just being a jerk at this point. In sports, the Cubs are looking to sweep the Giants today. As of this recording, they're getting a great performance from Kyle Hendricks. A close one, 1-0 in the sixth. Hendricks continues to be a great pitcher without a fastball. He has no fastball. It blows my mind. But I don't play the game, so what do I know? I just know that I think I got it up to like 60 miles per hour when I pitched at the fair like 4 or 5 years ago. I felt right afterwards I had Tommy John. Like right afterwards, but I just feel like I could be a low rent Kyle Hendricks at this point. But he's getting the job done, so give him credit. Last night, what a baseball game, huh? What an amazing game. The Cubs and Giants went all heavyweight and slugged into the August night. The Cubs prevailed on an eighth inning 2-run shot by Chris Bryant, who said after the game that this was a season defining win. It was impressive to watch the Cubs faithful at Wrigley go crazy. They sang "Go Cubs Go" louder than usual. The bad news was the pitching performance of Yu Darvish. 7 runs. He gave up 7 runs in that game. Madden defended him today, but still, 7-run performances are usually given by guys named Chatwood, not a guy named Darvish who was essentially paid millions for quality starts. But with all that being said, the Cubs won, and once again, Kimbrel shut down the Giants in order to get the save. seems to be rounding into form. And the Cardinals lost to the Brewers, so as of press time, the Cubs are back in first place in the NL Central. Also, Nick Castellanos, how about that? Another home run, 8 in 19 games. I don't know that to be a stat of any record. You hear that all the time. That's his 8th in 19 games. When do we start defining 19 games? I guess he's only played for the Cubs for 19 games. It's just a funny stat. What's he done in 19 games? That's what I want to know. Next time, tell me what he's done in 19 games. The White Sox are back at home after going 3-4 on the road. They beat the Twins, take 2 of 3. Tonight, they welcome the Texas Rangers. Ranger baseball's coming to town. The Rangers have walked off 3 games in a row. How cool is that? At least they can't do that tonight since they're the visiting team. The Sox will throw Russ Detweiler. If he doesn't give up 7 runs, we'll be excited, right? The journeyman has been just that for the Sox this year. This, I guess, is Kopech or Rodon slot. But no minor leaguers in the system are ready to push for it, right? Why Russ Detweiler? Anyway, Moncada should be back tonight for the Sox. That's cool. I'm going to be there. I'm excited. Funny, I was at the Sox-Mets game when Moncada got hurt, and now I'm back for his return. How about that? That was the game, the infamous game, where I was heckling Todd Frazier after a couple beers. And everybody in the stands loved it. I got close. One of those games where, you know, like the there wasn't a lot of crowd. So you got closer. And I just kept going, "You're terrible! Hey, Frazier! Hey, Frazier!" And then, wait a second, "You're a bum!" They loved it. Everybody loved it. My family did not love it, but everybody else loved it. Everybody did. The Bears are getting ready for the dumb game on Saturday against the Colts. Coach Matt Nagy confirmed that none of the starters are going to play, which is what we want, right? It gives us nothing to talk about, but I guess that's better than talking about how Mitch Trubisky rolled an ankle or whether or not Khalil Mack's MRI came back clean, right? So we don't have to talk about that. The only controversy right now is that Sports Illustrated just wrote up a huge article on the Bears' unorthodox approach to finding a kicker this past summer. The former camp kickers, they spoke out saying it was a circus, and that it's never been done this way, and that Nagy and the Bears are obsessed with what happened last year. I don't know. I kind of agree, and I kind of don't. I don't give a rat's ass about the kicker until the kicker misses. And right now, the team is making me care and making me obsess as well. So I'm not sure I like this, right? Like, I'd love to go back to a time when we just cared when the kicker missed. If they make it, you're like, yeah, you're supposed to. You missed? Ah, you suck. Now it's like, is he going to make it? Is he going to miss it? Is he going to do this for 43 yards? Oh, my God, my neighbor. And the Sports Illustrated article made a great point, a point that we do not point out as fans enough. They said, listen, in that game, it probably shouldn't have come down to Cody Parkey. Number one, it was tipped. So this idea of all of these kickers coming through seems weird because are you tipping every ball that is being kicked? That's one. And two, Mitch Trubisky was terrible in that playoff game, like a horrendous first half. And it wasn't until he bailed him out on an Allen Robinson half bomb to get Cody Parkey down to that spot that we even had a chance. And not to mention, they didn't mention the Sports Illustrated, that our highly, you know, number one vaunted defense did exactly what the Bears defense usually does. They did this with Urlacher and Briggs. When it's fourth quarter and they need to make a stop, they didn't. They, if you remember, it was 4th and 1 on the 1-yard line, and the Golden Tate got in for a touchdown. So I'm just saying, there were a lot of things that happened in that game for us to, and for Coach Nagy to act like it was just a kicker missing a kick. We probably shouldn't have got to that point. All right, I'm ready for football, right? The Arizona Cardinals cut former Bear Kevin White. How about this? The former number one pick didn't even make the final cutdown day. If this were Hard Knocks, they wouldn't even bother him with a storyline. And White continues to hurt the Bears because if he made the squad, the Bears would have got a draft pick. So still screwing us over, Kevin White. Probably the biggest bust in Bears history. Ugh. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I feel like this is my exercise. All right, this is my exercise. Just get the heart rate going. Some people, you know, do exercise, they get on the bike, maybe they run around a little bit. Not me, man. I just rant and rave and get aggressive in a studio. All right, that's going to do it for Lower Wacker Live today. Rate and subscribe. Number 4. Go see the Millennium Park. It is a great park downtown. It's got flowers and it's got a big statue. And it's also got really cool art they call the Cloud Gate. And a big fountain with faces that spit at you. Number 5. Garrett's Popcorn. All right. See ya.